Brad Jones, I thought, did a nice job in his opportunity, and definitely he'll have film that he can learn from. He definitely has the versatility that we're looking for in that position. So it'll be big for Brad and the rest of the rookie class and the second-year players to have a big off season, and that's what our blueprint has been with our football team, the ability for our younger players to grow and learn, the individual improvement that goes on at March, April, May, and June, no different than I've stood up here the last couple of years and talking about, and I think Brad Jones definitely has to be one of those players when we finish our OTAs at the end of June that we've definitely seen take a big step.
Probably pretty rare that a seventh-round guy can start and do pretty well. You know, when did you notice that he might have something?
Well, we were excited about Brad when we drafted him, and I know there's another team that was very interested in him, and I got immediate text as soon as we did draft him. So we definitely were excited about the ability. He had a rough start there in training camp with the issues that he was having that kept him out of training camp. So just really the ability to get him ready, him and also being a rookie was concerning, no doubt about it, the start of the season, but I think it speaks volumes of Brad's ability to catch up. Kevin Green, the extra time that he spent with him, and he did a lot of nice things down the stretch for us.
Your thoughts on losing Aaron Kampman, the character, the leadership out of the locker room?
I mean, Aaron Kampman, you know, you definitely want to wish him the best. He was an excellent representative of the Green Bay Packers, both on and off the field, and you never know, you may have an opportunity to work with him again someday. That's a type of outlook that I have when you lose a person like Aaron. He was a joy to coach, a very productive player on the field, but even a better person in the community and among his teammates in the locker room. So we do wish him the best, but, I mean, this is a part of our business.
Mike, how big of a priority was it to see Chad, and are you guys making efforts?
We're glad to get Chad back. I mean, really, the priority was to sign all of our free agents back, and that did not change, and I know just the way, it wasn't everybody take a number 1 through 5 or anything like that. So we had the opportunity to try to sign everybody back. We were able to get Chad done. I feel Mark Tauscher is definitely not too far away, and hopefully we'll have some news for you there shortly. And no different with Ryan Pickett. So we're focused on bringing our own free agents back, getting better as a football team, starting internally, and then we'll add another draft class to this group. So we like where we are today, but the importance of the off-season program and keeping your own players has been our focus, and that time is upon us now.
You guys have been talking to Tauscher, and
absolutely.
Do you feel like things are going all
of our free agents, yes. Yeah. Feel good about where we are.
Is he somebody emailed me and said he's in Australia or something like that?
I don't want to put Mark's personal business out there, but yes, he has been traveling, and that was one of his destinations. So he'll be in town next week.
Gas in the tank do you think Clifton has left? His body has taken a beating from that
Saturday. I anticipate Chad will be better this year physically than he was last year, because you can't discount the fact that he had a number of surgeries and the rehab that he went through at this time last year. So the ability that he'll have to get into his training, increase his training at a higher rate earlier in the off season, I think will definitely help him. I know coming out of the season, he definitely feels better this year than he did 2 years ago. The surgeries definitely gave him some relief, and we look for him to be a very productive player for us next year.
Mike, where do you feel collectively about the offensive line right now?
Well, I'd like the depth, and I like the competition that we have on the offensive line. I think if you go through it and have a chance to evaluate it, I think the best performances, I know the best two performances that I've seen on our offensive line were Scott Wells at center and Josh Sitton at the right guard. So I'm very, very pleased with the years that they had from start to finish. Mark Tauscher definitely came in and once he got back into the rhythm, played good football there at the end. Chad Clifton battled the injuries all year. Alan Barber definitely will learn from his experience, and you just go on down the line. I think there's definitely a lot more depth this time of the year than we've ever had in my time here in Green Bay. So I look for that group to get a year better.
What's the focus going to be on the off-season training program on Monday, and how do you expect
Well, the you know I expect the attendance to be high. You can't deny that the situation with the CBA and the restricted free agents, their position from a business standpoint may affect their attendance. We will acknowledge that, and that's part of the business landscape that we're going through right now. So we'll deal with that accordingly. But we look to improve our off-season program every single year. Whether it's from a facility standpoint, we've made some improvements in the weight room. Mark Labatt's taken the helm of the strength conditioning, and I know a lot of people are excited about that, and he'll bring some creativity that wasn't evident in the past and the way we train our players. We've changed the schedule some. We've built in some more rest and recovery, which the more you spend time with the medical people, it's important this time of year. There's some evidence of overtraining in our program last year. So all those things have been looked at and addressed, and it'll be exciting to get back in the room Monday and get started.
Have you been busy with bringing in free agents for visits?
No.
Less than usual this time of year?
I haven't kept track.
Okay.
So were you disappointed that your Darren Collins said he may hold out of offseason workouts for the
PA? Well, Darren Collins and every member of our football team understands the importance of the offseason program. But, once again, there's a business side of this, and we respect what everybody has to do at this time.
Mike, does the playoff loss still eat at you, still burn at you, still motivate you right now? Are you thinking about it often? I mean, how much do you?
I think about it very often. Wednesday, Dom Capers and I had a chance to go back and watch the game and spend some time going back to some corrections in the scheme evaluation summary that the defensive staff went through this spring. So, yeah, it's fresh on my mind, and it always will. It's a learning experience. The most frustrating part for me as the head coach is, you play 16 games, you create an identity as a football team, and then, the biggest game you play in that year, you don't play through your identity in segments of the game. So it's something that we have to learn from, and it's something that we'll take a close look at, because everybody's going to look at the Arizona game, and everybody's going to look at the Pittsburgh game from our defense's perspective, and those are the types of things that I got to make sure that are applied to our training as we go into the off-season program and into training camp to make sure that we're prepared for those type of games.
When you play the quarterbacks like Warner, there's two schools of thought. One is you got to throw even more at them, and the other is you got to play coverage because they've seen it all. You guys seem to play coverage in that game. Do you think you should have turned it loose more and opened your...
Well, I didn't have a problem with the way things are called, and if you've ever called a game at this level, there's other factors involved of just staying in one or two schools of thought. Down and distance plays into it. What's going on in the other two phases around you plays into it. How your particular unit's playing. Are they making mistakes? Are there injuries that have occurred to people? There's so many other factors involved in that. So, but these are games that are in our past, but they're definitely games that we need to learn from. Because, anytime you have repeated mistakes or repeated experiences that happen again, and to me that falls under my category of trying to make sure I got to look and make sure I'm having enough training involved in our off seasons and our training camps to make sure our players are ready for those type of situations.